Remember, kid, there's heroes and there's legends. Heroes get remembered, but legends never die.
Yo, don't you know it's time? You know those guys. The ones you trust in the clutch, they the go-to guys. One name's on your mind when the game's on the line. The ones you trust in the clutch, they the go-to guys. Yep.
Legends never die.
Ooh. Yo!
Yo!
Yay, yay!
Woo! It's your boys, the go-to guys. We back in the building here. We are on SportsTownChicago.com, but I'm your boy, Space.
I am M, the greatest rapper that hasn't been signed, C.
You heard it from the boy over there. Make sure you follow us on our social media platforms. Follow me on Twitter at IAmTheRealSpace. Follow me on Instagram at IAmTheReal_Space. Where to follow you at? Greatest rapper alive.
Y'all can follow me everywhere at Mr. One More Round, and make sure y'all follow the go-to guys at Go-To Guys Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And as always, we would like to say thank you to all of our listeners from the Under the Hood podcast with Jonathan Hood.
Man, we thank y'all. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all, man. Once again, go to those platforms. We need y'all to interact with us. Send me a message. Don't jump in the DMs.
Slide jump in my DM.
Jump in MCDM.
Single. Slide in my DMs.
Jump in the DMs. We need y'all. Who's trying to talk right now?
I don't know.
I said, only one of us could talk right now. Why stuff playing?
I don't know. Well, we've been gone a couple weeks. Maybe
we sure have.
Maybe it's broken.
Man, we feel good to be back in the building right now. Man, who are you gonna shout out? Go ahead.
I'm going to just do a kind of shout out to all these people I'm doing all this music with lately, man. It feels good to be back for real, doing all this, just talented people, man.
To
very grateful.
Loved.
Yeah.
To be loved.
What, I can't. That's Coming to America, right?
Oh,
to
yeah.
Be loved. To be loved.
It feels good to be loved, MC. And y'all got to check out, man, if you're not following my boy over there, he got heat. For the heat when it comes with them bars, y'all.
Yeah,
y'all gotta go check them out.
That's what I hear. But what about you, man? We're going the usual, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Go ahead. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Lay Doc, Nana, Poppy. You already know what it is. Wife and the kids. Everything I do for you. So, Miss Candy Girl.
Yes.
Shout out to Candy, J Hood. Man, I feel good. It feels good to be back.
Yeah, man. It feels good to feel good.
Man, we got a good show for y'all. We talking some football, Bears news, NFL trades, you know.
The bullies. Huh. Lots of good stuff coming
Shout
up, man.
Out
lots
to
of
them
good
bulls.
Stuff coming out today. So yeah, oh, yeah, the Bulls, man.
Of course.
Well, I don't want to jump the gun. I know you got a prolific plug-in getting ready to play. So I'm gonna let that ride, and then we will talk.
Well, let's kick it off then. Let's go.
Talk Bulls.
Chicago is my sleeper team.
Knicks gonna beat them.
Chicago's my sleeper team. I thought out of all the teams in the NBA, they had the best offseason. I told Mike Wilbon, the great Mike Wilbon and Tony Kornheiser, shout out to those guys for 20 years on the PTI. And he asked me, did I have a sleeper? I said, the Chicago Bulls. I do. I think the Chicago they're going to be there all year.
It's going to be an interesting game against New York because, I mean, sure, Chicago's 4-0. They've beaten Detroit
twice,
beat New Orleans, beat Toronto without Siakam the other night.
You know, I hate when I hear that.
Why?
Because
man, that's a true stat, though.
No, you beat the teams on your schedule. Hey, listen.
That's why I say it's going to be interesting to face a 3-1 New York team.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I just think that.
Who do you like to win that game?
I like the Chicago.
Well, guaranteed then.
Oh,
tough guy.
Guaranteed.
Ooh. It's just not the same without the button.
You know what? The other part of that, Chuck. I'm not saying that the Chicago Bulls did not improve. They have improved dramatically. But it's interesting, as I already said, now they're going to play a team that's fully loaded.
Yeah.
That has enthusiasm, has effort, and they have personnel.
Yeah, but I'm going to just tell you
something. The other three teams they played didn't have that.
If you look at the Chicago Bulls, what they did going out, getting DeRozan.
Yeah.
Getting Ball.
Agree.
I love them getting Vucevic last year at the trade deadline. It's time, I think for me, it's time for Zach LaVine to become a great player.
Yeah.
See? It's not just me that thinks it.
Oh, man.
It's time for Zach LaVine.
What'd you say, Kenny?
To become a good... Hey, Kenny, listen. Listen, first of all, Kenny. Well, the thing is, they got to play. They got to play better.
Diesel? Oh, my goodness.
They got to play better. They got to do a little bit better. They got to be on the glass.
Man, that was the boys there from Inside the NBA. That was Shaq, Kenny, Ernie, and, of course, Big... No, that I said Shaq.
What were you going to say? The big cactus?
I was going to say Big Diesel, but the round mound.
Oh, that's rebound. Chuck. That's Chuck,
so
yeah.
That was the one I missed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was the boy talking about the Bulls and their offseason move and how they look. Woo! You said, what did you say, MC? You said it's not just you?
It's not just me that thinks these things about Zach LaVine. I also had, every time I have these conversations with Bulls fans.
You got to watch it.
So last week I went out, hung out with somebody, mm-hmm. somebody. And I had this conversation with her as well, and she too got upset.
As she should have.
Everybody gets upset with me about this when I say I need to see look, I'm excited. Well, I'm not, let me reset.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm happy they're 4-0.
Okay.
I'm happy they're doing well. They are, believe it or not, y'all, they're number one in the Eastern Conference as we speak. All right? They're number one as we speak. They're 4-0. Here's my problem, and here's where I part ways with a lot of Bulls fans.
Go ahead.
And I will preface this by saying, I know this is a sports show. Everybody's like, you shouldn't be a fair weather fan. Well, sue me. I am. I watch sports like I watch movies. If they suck, I turn it off, okay? The Bulls have been bad for a while. They're looking good. They got new management. The new management cleaned house, did some great things. You got DeMar. You got you got Vukovic. You got Lonzo. Happy birthday to him. That just passed. He's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
DeMar's doing well. They're looking good.
Balling.
But here's the part where I part ways.
Go ahead. Tell me the but.
They're playing bad teams, guys. And Zach LaVine, I'm sorry. I know he's good. I'm still waiting for great. And it wasn't just me saying it. You heard a top 75 all-time player said, listen, hey, first of all, he said it too. Zach LaVine, it's time to be not really good. Not all-stars. Time to be great. Because they do have a team that could possibly make some noise.
Well, let me say this.
We'll find out against the Knicks.
Today.
Really.
So today, the Bulls play the Knicks. And shout out to Joakim Noah, who is the Bulls' new ambassador. And he's also being recognized today. A big ceremony for Joakim. Here's what I got to say about that statement that you said. Last year, I would have been... I didn't like it, but I would have been a little bit better with that sitting on a chest. I think the offseason, and more particular, the Olympics, I think Zach did make the jump. See, he had to play with like-minded players. That was the best team he's ever played with. Of course, anybody would. If you play with an all-star team, that'll be the best. But he really worked in the offseason on his defense, which was his main flaw. We knew he was a bucket getter, but he worked on his defense. And now, not just defensively do I think he's ready, mentally, as a leader, I think Zach is ready. He's taken, so they blew a lead to Detroit, and it was a big lead. They should have won. He said, oh, how did you feel about the win? And he said, wait a second, let me not say it. Here's how I really feel about it. I feel that we let them guys get back in the game. A team that shouldn't have got back in, a lead that we shouldn't have blown, but we gave them hope. We gave them a good chance to get in, and we only won by two. So it wasn't a good game for me. I didn't like it, but we got the W anyways. So Zach has taken a lot of the pressure off the other guys, and he put it on himself. He's doing what a captain and leader should do.
Exactly. That's the mark of a great player.
Absolutely.
I just, my thing is, you know, and it's very much, look, y'all go follow me on social media. You're going to say, wow, this guy really believes in people. He's got a lot of hope. And it's true. I do. I believe the best. But I also got to make my decisions based on what I see, not what I want to see. Mm-hmm. And what I see is they have a much better team. Zach LaVine has stepped up, but they're doing it against teams that aren't good. And I need to see what Zach can do against people that are comparable to him, but, and the whole team in general.
Facts, but it's like what Zach say. Hey, I get tired of when people say that. You know, they beat the team they supposed to beat. You know what I'm saying? So they beat Detroit twice. They supposed to beat them. They beat Toronto. Now they missing Pascal Siakam, but who cares?
I agree. You know, I agree with that.
That's all they can do is play who's on their schedule. So now this game would be the test. The Knicks are 3-1.
Yeah.
They're Derrick Rose back in Chicago. You got Tibbs back in his best man for his wedding. That's crazy, ain't it? But that's dope.
Wait, what?
Who Tibbs? Tom Thibodeau is Derrick Rose's best man for his wedding.
Really?
Ain't it so dope? You got to love the relationship, man.
Oh, wow.
Think about it. Everywhere Tibbs went, he brought D. Rose. He went to the Olympics. Man. D. Rose came. Okay, he went to New York.
Cool.
D. Rose.
I didn't know
he
that.
Went to Minnesota Timberwolves. D. Rose came. So, man, they got a good bond, and I love to see that bond right there. But all these people are back in Chicago.
You gonna be coaching at the wedding? Faster! Derek. Faster!
Kiss her!
Put the ring on faster! Don't let up! No excuses!
2-3! Box him out!
Talking to the priest. We're not running that play, priest. Father, we're running a 2-3 zone.
Read a different scripture. But man, I mean, that's just so dope. And when you look at the makeup of the Bulls, there is the only people that's still there from last year. You got Kobe White, you got Zach, and then you have Vukovic, who came at the end of the year. But I love the improvement. We got our Ayo Dasani, the draft pick point guard, and Patrick Williams. He has to step up.
He's still the kid. Don't forget Alex Caruso, GOAT.
I mean, listen, I love Caruso. His effort, he's the type of guy who you never want sticking you because if you out of bounds, standing out of bounds, he the guy that's already on you. You know what I'm saying? He just don't give. You got to love Caruso. Everything that the makeup of this young, and then one of my favorite players, Javonte Green. Oh, just a hustler, man. He's a 6'6", but he plays the power forward for us because he got a nice body, but he's very energetic. He's another defender. The Bulls don't have size, but they are very long. They're very athletic, and they play with so much heart.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just love the makeup of where the Bulls are going, and I can't wait to see the game today. I mean, if you got to make a prediction, who you got? Unbiased.
Unbiased prediction? I actually am going with the Bulls, man.
Huh.
I am. I think they're going to ride the momentum, and I think they're going to come out swinging. I think they're going to win tonight.
So dope. That's so dope, man. And you already know where I'm going. Shot out all the way, baby. You know what I'm saying? So I'm riding with the Bulls. Y'all let us know who you riding with. Send us a message to our social media platforms. We want to know, do you think the Bulls come out with the W? Or is the Knicks about to come into United Center and steal one from us? Please let us know.
Furthermore, how far do you think the Bulls can actually go?
Huh?
We want to know that. How far do you think this squad can go in the Eastern Conference? Let us know. Hit us up. Go to Guys Radio. And I think the first quarter's coming to a close.
Definitely. When we come back, do you hear what's going on with Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun Watson? Randy Watson?
Randy Watson. That's next here on Sports Down Chicago with your boys, the Go-To Guys.
Yep.
Key. Why are the Panthers not looking to trade for Deshaun Watson?
But see, I didn't hear what he said he wasn't looking. He can't comment on other players. And he said his concentration is focused on this week. He's not focused in on Deshaun Watson publicly. So it's hard for me to understand where did we come up with this from a public perspective that they will not trade for Deshaun Watson.
That's interesting. In other words,
like where did he come from?
He's not allowed to comment on it. But so we in the media ask the question. He doesn't comment on it. We take the no comment as a no.
Yes.
And then we have now created a story the next day.
That's hard for me to process because I never heard Deshaun's name. I never heard that we're not looking at another quarterback. I never heard any of that. All I heard was my focus is on trying to get Sam better this week. The trade deadline is next week. I believe November 2nd to be correct. We have a game on Sunday. So I don't know. I mean, that's where my mind is at.
Oh. Yo! We are back in the building. I'm your boy, Space.
I am M. Never on a trading block C.
Just for that, I'm trading you.
What? Hey, you can't find comparable value for a superstar.
Facts, you're right. Oh, make sure you pull out your phones right now. Follow us on social media platforms. Follow me on Twitter at IamTheRealSpace. Follow me on Instagram at IamTheRealSpace. MC, where to follow you at?
Y'all can follow me everywhere at Mr. One More Round. And make sure y'all follow Go-To Guys Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And that was... Wait, we'd like to welcome all our listeners on the Under the Hood podcast with Jonathan Hood. That was the
Yeah. It was a little off.
But that was the guys... Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Oh, the worst show name ever.
the longest show name.
Imagine like that was our name. Today on Jason, what's your middle name? Do you have a middle name?
A.
Jason A. Thompson and Mario Tony Kaleo Sports Show.
That is the long name.
How is ESPN not changed that yet? I'm so baffled. Anyway, on to more pressing matters. Our friend Deshaun Watson of the Houston
Texans.
Huh. You know, he had some issues and things. You know, I think he's had it. He wants to go away, and I think everybody just wants to figure out a way to make everybody happy. So,
wait, real quickly, catch him up before. Just in case you were in a box and you never knew, Deshaun Watson had 26 allegations of sexual misconduct.
Man, I got 26 on a date. That's horrible.
Once again, that's your boy MC of Space.
That is horrible. Those are rookie numbers. That's not... Sorry. You're not supposed to joke about that. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, so he had some allegations.
I'm about to get canceled like Dave Chappelle.
Straight up. They trying to cancel my man Dave. Dave ain't going, baby.
No, he ain't going nowhere.
He ain't going.
Nowheres.
You hear me? But yeah, they tried, you know, all these allegations. The NFL came out and said, it's not enough information to do anything really to Deshaun as of now. So now with that being said, Deshaun has made it clear he doesn't want to play for the Texans. So teams are actually coming and they're trying to see if they're going to get him. You know, teams that's interested, you got Miami Dolphins, you got Carolina Panthers. But there was talk that said Carolina didn't want to pursue Deshaun Watson. And that's what Keyshawn was just correcting. Like, I've never heard the coach Matt Rhule say we don't want him. I did hear him say, however, we got a game in a few days, so we need to focus more on that. We got a quarterback that was struggling, Sam Darnold, I mean, I had you on my fantasy team, and I dropped you because you had a terrible couple games. So, yeah, you do need to focus on your quarterback situation. So, but let me ask you a question, MC. Would you pursue, if you needed a quarterback and you had a good team, so in the cases of those two teams, in Carolina's case, they got a good defense, they got a pretty good offense, and Miami's case, they got a pretty good defense, pretty good offense. Would you pursue someone like this, Deshaun Watson?
Well, I know in Miami's case, they already have a quarterback that they like.
He's okay.
I mean, but, you know, according to the press conference, there hasn't been any actual word about them wanting to trade him. But to answer your question, no.
You wouldn't pursue?
I don't disrupt chemistry. That's good. Now, if things weren't good, yes, because he's obviously he's who he is. He's mm-hmm. great. You know, he's a great quarterback. So, of course, you go for that. But if you're already doing, if you already got a good offense and a good defense, no. I don't think so. Because it's not just him you're getting. Mm-hmm. You're also bringing over controversy, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
It's kind of the Kyrie Irving thing, right? Yeah, you're great, but if we bring you, we're getting controversy with you, right? Mm. Now, for those of you that don't know.
The controversial middle name?
There was one of the most controversial players that ever played for the Miami Dolphins was named Ray Finkel.
I'm sorry.
That's just how I know laces out.
Laces were in.
The laces were in, Dan. They were in. But yeah, no, I don't.
You're a weird guy, Ace.
You're a weird guy. No, I don't. I don't do that trade. Not in those circumstances. What about you?
I mean, I got to be honest with you. So the teams that we said their only weakness is the QB. You know, Tua is okay.
Well, you say the offense is good, it makes me say, why disrupt it?
Well, the offense is good with the exception of the quarterback. I mean, Carolina has one of the best running backs in all of football in Christian McCaffrey once he's healthy. Miami has some pretty stout wide receivers. They got a good budding tight end. They got some, you know, pretty decent backs. They got a pretty good offense. So their real downfall is a quarterback. Would I pursue him? Here's the problem with pursuing Deshaun Watson right now is, one, they want a lot for him. You got to give up. They want 3 first-round picks and then 2 seconds. So you got to give up a lot for him. Now, the problem with getting him is if you give up all this and then later legal actions are taken. Later, you know, you get him and he can't even play. That's the problem.
That's what I mean, though. So take out, even if you tell me the quarterback situation isn't that great on either teams, it's still better than taking on somebody who's like, yeah, you have a ton of talent, and yeah, you might make our team better, mm-hmm. but for how long? Mm-hmm. And are we going to have to deal with a bunch of other stuff that maybe it's just not worth dealing with?
Okay.
And for me, I don't like drama. I don't like controversy. Mm-hmm. So talent to me only goes so far. Mm. If I got to put up with a bunch of nonsense because of your talent, nah. Yeah, it's not worth it to me, man.
I mean, I hear you. I definitely hear that statement, which is you have the viewpoint of a lot of teams right now. So yeah, I'm glad we're not GMs right now because you do have a tough situation to think about. If you are just missing a quarterback and you are legit contenders for the Super Bowl this year, if you get a quarterback with Deshaun Watson's talent, because when he's playing, he's top 5 in the NFL by far.
Yeah.
When it comes to talent, skill, he's top 5. So I would want to be assured that, hey, if I get him, he's going to be able to play with me.
Yeah, but the trade deadline's coming up.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, so it's like you might not get a – you might be really rolling the dice because you're not going to get a solid answer to that question by Tuesday.
Let us know what you think. Would you make the trade if you are a GM? Would you go and get Deshaun Watson? Once again, that's your boy MC. I'm your boy Space. Just real quickly, there were a few trades that did happen. And the major one that I've seen so far is ex-Heisman Trophy winner, Pro Bowl running back Mark Ingram. He did get traded from the Texans. And now he's on his way to Nolens.
Oh,
to the
boy.
Saints over there with Drew Brees. Not Drew Brees, excuse me, he retired. Yeah. With Jameis Winston and them. So, I mean, I think that was a pretty good pickup for New Orleans. What you think?
I think. I agree.
You agree? Yeah.
Well, you know what, to be honest, man, my mind actually wandered onto the Bears for a second.
Oh, man.
So I'm sorry. I know you brought that up, and I agree with what you said, but my mind kind of wandered off to it wandered off into two things.
Way to take my mood down.
I'm sorry.
MC. Way to do it.
Well, hold on.
No.
I mean, I'm sorry, y'all, but the Bears did get kind of massacred the other day by Thomas and them.
He's celebrating on social media.
600.
Listen to the Chief.
That was funny. 600 career touchdowns from
the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Oh, real quickly, speaking of that, did you hear about the 600 football?
No.
So he threw the touchdown number 600, and he threw it to Mike Evans. Mike Evans called it touchdown. Mike Evans threw it to a fan.
Oh, yes, I did hear about that. Okay.
So they got the ball back from the fan, but here's the problem. They gave the fan, at the time, they only gave the fan a couple tickets for a couple games, and then that was pretty much it. Do you know how much that ball is worth? At the minimum, they're starting bid. Do you know what it is?
I'm sure it's in the thousands.
$600,000 minimum for that football that fan gave back. So with that being the case, Tampa had to go back and reach out to the fan. They had to find the fan. They had to negotiate some deals. So for the fan, what he ended up selling it for was So he settled for one Bitcoin that he got from Tom Brady, which is worth $63,000.
Wow.
Two Tom Brady signed jerseys plus a helmet. One Mike Evans signed jersey.
Wow.
Plus one game worn cleats from Mike Evans.
Wow.
$1,000 credit to the Bucks team store, and then two season tickets to the remainder of the 2021-2022 season.
Wow.
Now you say, wow. So for you, would that have been enough for you to give away Tom Brady's 600?
Okay, so
football. At the minimum, starting bid is $600,000.
I mean, I could really use $60,000 right now.
Okay.
The other stuff, I'm kind of like, you know, everything else is kind of a cool thing. I mean, I think the season tickets is really awesome because he could also sell those if he wanted to, right?
He can.
But like one thing they gave him when you were listing it, I was like, when you said the $1,000 credit to the team store. Like, y'all gonna miss me with that.
Fact.
Give me $1,000 of Sam's Club. I ain't trying to buy $1,000 worth of Bucks gear. Like, I need groceries, y'all. Like, gas. Like, give me some real, like, something that I could really use. But, like, man, that is a tough one.
Would you need more? Would that have sufficed?
No, I would need more. I would need more.
I'm with you. Yeah, I would have needed more. The minimum starting bid for that football is 600, because the 600 career touchdown was never done before. He's the first ever to do that.
There is someone out there that would have paid millions for that.
Wait. It hasn't even been auctioned yet. So that's just the starting bid.
I mean, didn't somebody recently just pay like over $1 million for a pair of Jordans?
For a Jordan rookie year worn basketball shoes, $1.3 million sold for. So imagine that the GOAT's football, 600, a feat that nobody has ever done.
Yeah,
imagine what that's going to sell for.
Oof. No. Not that, because even if you put it in basketball terms,
uh-huh,
Jordan doesn't have I've never done that in the history of basketball.
Come on.
So, yeah, no. Y'all can keep that. You can keep that. You keep all that stuff. I'm still in this ball. I'm holding on, man, because somebody going to pay millions.
You hear me?
Somebody going to pay millions. And anyway, it's like the show Deal or No Deal, right? Like, it's still $600,000.
Yeah.
Even if I'm just like, deal, like $600,000, it's still a ton of money, man.
And that's just the minimum. So
that's the minimum.
Let us know if you would have settled. What would you would have required if you caught Tom Brady's 600 football? What would you have required to trade in order to get that ball back?
I want Tom Brady.
You want the GOAT himself?
I want.
Hey, some people said they want Giselle, Tom Brady's wife.
Oh, I don't. I'm just saying. I'm just joking. I don't want him.
I'll take him. Yeah. You know what?
I want Tom Brady to live with me.
I'll take Tom Brady. And he's not even a breadwinner in his family. Giselle's worth more than he's worth. Wow. Once again, that's your boy MC. I'm your boy Space. We're talking football talk. That's it for quarter number two.
Oh, boy. We're off to halftime, y'all.
Halftime. Beep. When we come back, what
were they thinking?
Woo! That's next here on SportsTownChicago.com.
Yeah. Did you just see that?
Man, that was crazy.
Seriously?
I know, right?
I can't believe that just happened.
Me neither. I'm in awe.
I just got one question.
What's good?
What were they thinking? Yeah, man.
Yeah! We are back in the building! I'm your boy, Turnt Up Space!
I am M, the Italian Stallion, C.
Make sure you follow us on our social media platforms. Follow me on Twitter at IamTheRealSpace. Follow me on Instagram at IamTheRealSpace_Stallion. Where to follow you at?
Y'all can follow me everywhere at Mr. One More Round. Make sure y'all follow the Go-To Guys at Go-To Guys Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And as always, we would like to welcome all our listeners from the Under the Hood podcast with Jonathan Hood.
We thank y'all. We love y'all, man. We appreciate y'all. Oh, my goodness. It's been a lot happening in sport. You know what? These fans are on 10. They like me because ain't nobody been outside in a long time. So now they going to games, and they acting up, and they doing all types of stuff. Let them know what happened, MC.
Well, I mean, which one? A guy got thrown out of a Laker game last week. But actually, I'll be real. On that situation, he wasn't wrong. Rondo pointing in my face like that. I'm like, what's wrong with you, man? But anyway, that's not what we're talking about today. Today, we're talking about the ongoing drama with Kyrie Irving and his not wanting to take the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, which prompted a whole bunch of Kyrie Irving supporters to protest in front of the Brooklyn Nets Barclays Center where they play on behalf of Kyrie Irving, which led to a bit of some aggressive, violent outbursts from the protesters. Which none of that ended well. And so that is really a massive collective, what were they thinking about all these people protesting on behalf of Kyrie Irving. And as always, you guys, please let us know your take. Hit us up at Go-To Guys Radio. How do you feel about this situation? We are about to tell you what we feel. We talked about this off air, so I can give you a little bit of a foreshadowing. We both agree. But yeah, I'll let Space go first, and then I will come in next after that.
Here's what I'm going to say. I love the fact that people are standing with Kyrie. I love that. Floyd Mayweather put out a nice message that he read. Floyd can read. Just in case y'all didn't know, our boy Floyd Mayweather can read. And he put out a message.
Breaking news today on Go-To, guys. Boxing champion and legend Floyd Mayweather is literate.
He definitely can read. So Floyd put out a message supporting Kyrie. I agree with supporting Kyrie. If you feel how you feel, whichever side you're on, I agree. I'm not mad at people for supporting them. I'm mad how you go about supporting them. They're worse than the Beehive. You know, you can't say nothing about Queen Bee, but Beyonce, or you're going to get canceled. You can't say nothing about certain people and Lil Nas X, and you're going to get canceled. These people are kind of worse than them. Because they went, some of them had tickets, some of them didn't have tickets. They just said, hey, I know the rule is you got to have a ticket to come in the center. I know the rule is you got to come correct. We don't care about none of that. We want Kyrie. I think it hurt the situation more than helped the situation when you handle it that way. So if you support Kyrie, that's cool. But just do it in the right manner. You know what I'm saying? Support Kyrie And like I said, just handle it the right way, not the way you guys chose to handle it. You almost worse than the people who stormed the Capitol. You know what I'm saying? So now they did all type of stuff. They getting felonies. But just it's all about your approach. And right now, with everything that's going on, whether you believe in vaccinations or not, there's just a way to handle things. And I don't think that was the right way to handle it.
Yeah, I agree with all that, man. You know, And my bigger problem with the entire situation is you guys are all risking going to jail for a multimillionaire who don't even know you exist. And he gonna be just fine if he don't play another year, another 5 years, another 10 years. So if
14 mil? No matter what?
I mean, that's what bugs me about the situation is y'all are going out there protesting on the behalf of this guy who could care less, really. If I mean, he's going to be fine. He's going to be successful no matter what happens. And y'all are over there risking your well-being and risking jail time for what? Just to what? I mean, what is the end? What do you think is going to happen? What was the purpose of it? Now, I'm not saying I'm all for freedom of speech, protesting, as long as it's peaceful and do what you got to do. If you want to stand up for somebody, fine. But in this specific situation, it just doesn't make sense. And just because I don't think it makes sense doesn't mean I think you shouldn't do it. Go ahead and do whatever you want. It's your freedom. But it doesn't make any sense to me because what were they hoping to accomplish? What do they think the Brooklyn Nets were going to be like? You guys, you know what? You're right.
You're right.
You know what? You know what? You're right, man. Kyrie, come back. You know, we're good. You know, it's
suit up. Yeah, put him in, coach.
He's trying to get special treatment, and it's not fair to the rest of the organization, man. And that's really it.
But it's beyond the Brooklyn Nets. The whole state. It's a state law. I mean, if you want to come in the arena, you know, if you want to come here, you have to be vaccinated.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like you said, I think that was a great point. What did you hope to really accomplish right there? I think instead of protesting at the Barclays Center, maybe you should have went to City Hall and protested there because those are the people that make the laws, make the rules. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Then, that's a way to protest, you know, but at the game? And demand that Kyrie play? He's not even here. He can't even get in because he's not vaccinated.
Kyrie on a yacht like, I ain't trying to play today.
You know what I'm saying? He already somewhere tipsy. And you know, he got it in already. So you just, there's a way to do things. And that was not the way to do it. I think Cat Williams said something great. Y'all are terrible at it. You know, we taught y'all how to protest, and y'all are terrible at it. I think that's just a way to do it. So I do believe if people have been different, people would have been in jail. You know what I'm saying? And situations would have been different. People would have been in jail, probably shot with tear gas and all types of stuff. But you know what? I ain't going there on this show.
Like I keep saying, all freedom of speech, I'm all for that. But it just, in this particular scenario, it seems a little illogical. It just doesn't make sense. And like you said, that was a great point. Why are you protesting the Barclays Center?
Yeah.
Protest the people who make the rules.
Yeah.
The people at the Barclays Center are just following what the country's mandating, what the state's mandating. They can't just be, otherwise, what are they doing? Mm-hmm. Are they seceding from the union? Are they going to be like, we're our own state now at the Barclays Center? Like, you can't do that. And furthermore, if they allow him to do that, all the other players are going to be like, y'all forced us to do this.
Facts.
That's not, they're all going to revolt. They're going to be, his boy Kevin's going to be like, wait, hold up. Like,
I didn't have to get vaccinated?
Yeah.
Are you seriously telling me that? If I just was a little defiant, I didn't have to get vaccinated?
They had to do this.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't about where you stand on the issue. I get it. I know a lot of it looks shady. I'm not disagreeing with a lot of what people are saying. But, you know, George Costanza from Seinfeld said it best. You know, we live in a society. I mean, it's just like, that's really ultimately what this comes down to, guys. Like, whether you're for it or against it,
rules is rules.
That's it. I mean, that's really it, man. And That's really it. I don't know what else to say about it.
It might suck. Rules might suck. Let's be real. But rules is rules. And once again, that's your boy MC. I'm your boy Space. We're over here talking about the Kyrie situation. Let us know. Chime in. If you're on Facebook, send us a message. Let us know. Do you think that protesting at the Barclays Center for Kyrie was a good idea? Would you have went and protested?
I got work.
I gotta go make this money, fam. You feel me?
He's gonna be all right. I gotta get my money.
The man is gonna make 14 mil no matter what this year. So
to do nothing.
On that note,
man, I
quarter wish, number three. What? Go ahead, man. What?
No, I'll just say I wish. That's it. I wish. That's all I'm gonna say. But yeah, quarter three is coming to a close, y'all. This episode is flying by,
huh?
And in quarter four, we're getting to our top five, our go to or not segments. That's coming up next on the Go To Guys.
Facts.
You know what time it is. The game that's going to test your sports brain. It's Who's Your Go-To Guy?
Who's your go-to guy? Who's your go-to guy? Yeah! We are your boys, the go-to guys here on SportsTastic.com. I'm your boy, Space.
I am M. Sexual Vanilla C.
Man, make sure you follow us on social media.
Wow.
Follow us on our social media platforms. Follow me on Twitter at I Am The Real Space. Follow me on Instagram at I Am The Real _ Space. That vanilla. That vanilla over there. Where the fuck are you at?
Y'all can follow me everywhere at Mr. One More Round. Make sure y'all follow the Go-To Guys at Go-To Guys Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, man.
Oh,
everybody out here is just looking so lovely tonight.
Lovely.
Just looking so lovely. Everybody out here looking. That boy good.
That boy is good.
That boy good.
Man.
Yeah, good and terrible.
Oh, man. Let's go. We got a good one from Who's Your Go-To Guy? Okay, let's set up.
Go ahead. Or am I going?
Go ahead. You set it up. Oh, I'll set it up. You want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Fine. I'll set it up.
Mainly because I forgot what it is.
Who is your go-to guy in a fictional fight, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, now I remember.
In a fictional fight, who would win? Do you have Bobby Boucher himself, the water boy, or Happy Gilmore?
And they're
Bob Barker. The Price is Wrong.
Yeah. So Bobby Boucher versus Happy Gilmore.
In a fight.
In a UFC styled matchup. No weapons.
No weapons.
But
no
anything. And anything.
Against me.
Oh boy. Anything else go. Anything goes though.
Yep.
There's no weapons. You guys hear this right now? This is the matchup. Bobby Boucher. I'm speaking to Facebook Live right now. I know y'all listening on the podcast heard us already, but Facebook Live. Bobby Boucher from The Waterboy versus Happy Gilmore from Happy Gilmore in an actual fight in a UFC-styled match. They're in an octagon, in a cage. They can't leave. Who wins?
Who wins? You tell me.
Oh, I'm going first?
Oh, yeah.
I got to go Happy Gilmore on this one, man.
Happy Gilmore?
Yeah, I think Happy Gilmore has more pent-up aggression, more rage. He's smarter. He has something to prove. And I think he's going to be more ruthless and cutthroat.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I think Bobby Boucher is too nice, man. I know he's got a rage streak, but I don't think he'll go the distance. I don't think he'll do whatever it takes to win the fight.
So,
Happy Gilmore.
Because Happy was the first player to, yeah, I hold a couple records. I was the first player to take off my skate and try to hit somebody. Because Happy Gilmore then is that far gone. You think he'll beat Bobby Boucher?
Yeah, absolutely.
Huh.
Absolutely.
Okay. I gotta go Bobby.
All right.
Mama said. Here's the thing.
Electricity's the devil.
I think that he's gonna picture Happy Gilmore and he's gonna change the face and it's gonna be all the people that talk bad about him.
Yeah.
And all that's gonna happen and you know, he's just gonna run. I think Bobby Boucher is going down.
So it's more like you think Bobby Boucher is almost gonna go into like a Wolverine kind of berserker rage, like a Hulk mode where he's not even thinking straight.
What? Completely losing.
I get that, and that is a valid point. I just think my, you know, my money's on Happy, man.
Hey, let us know who you got. Do you got Happy Gilmore beating Bobby Boucher, or are you, tell me, do you got Bobby Boucher beating Happy Gilmore? I mean, it's technically the same person, just a different raise level. You got, yeah. Let us know who you got winning in that fight. And once again, I'm your boy Space. That's MC over there. We just finished talking about our Who's Your Go-To Guy segment. Chime in. Send us a message to our platforms. Let us know who you got.
Bobby or Happy?
Huh.
Happy or Bobby?
Huh.
Bobby or Happy? Happy or Bobby? All right. All right, wait. Now, so yeah, y'all. We're about to close this whole show out soon. Fourth quarter's coming to a close. We got to get this last segment out of the way. This is the Jordan fadeaway to win the game.
Let's go. And what is it called?
Top 4.
Top Fizza.
Top 5.
Let's go to my top 5.
This is the go-to guys. Top 5 of the week.
Gank, 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 gank.
Yo.
Time for that top fizzav of the week.
Yeah, man, that top cinco. that top cinco. Or in Italian, top cinque.
Oh.
Or if you want to go total Italian, il cinque migliore.
Man, I wish I knew. Well, let me go hood with you. They call it a finball. That's all I know. I don't know any other language, so I can't say that.
Five piece.
You hear me?
A finsky. All right. So today, guys, we are doing our top five fictional sports characters of all time. And fictional is the operative word here, y'all. So you cannot pick. Just to say, you can't say, oh, I loved Chadwick Boseman in 42 or Will Smith in Ali. It has to be, these are characters that were not based on real people. They're good total. Point. Yeah, this is important.
That's a good point. That is very good. I didn't think that's a very good point, MC.
Yeah, this is important, man. Because then it's, you know, it's a little bit different than if you're going that way.
Facts.
Not off real stuff. So it can be, you know, Danny Glover from Angels in the Outfield. that could be somebody.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a lot of different people. So,
yeah.
But who's going first, man?
Anyway, you went first on the game, so I guess I'll go first. So your top five fictional sports characters. Let me pull out my list. Okay. Now, I think we're going to have maybe one or two in common, but I'm going to tell you my top five, and this is no particular order until I get to the GOAT. Number one, my name is Willie Beeman.
Any
I keep
given,
ladies.
Oh, any given Sunday.
Oh, any given Sunday, Willie Beeman. I mean, you can't beat it. Willie Beeman was just the truth. The
scratch
the man. What?
And claw for that inch.
I'll tell you, Willie Beeman was the truth. So I gotta go Willie Beeman. Now, my number two, it's a combination because he had two great roles where he played two great people. And I gotta go Sidney Dean.
Oh man, why didn't I think of that?
I gotta go Sidney Dean, but he also played Willie Mays Hayes.
Yeah, he in Major League.
Major
right?
League.
Man,
so,
good call.
A white man can't jump, and he plays Willie Mays Hayes in Major League. So I'm going, I gotta go Sidney Dean and Willie Mays Hayes. That's a combo for number two.
I am so sad. White Men Can't Jump is one of my all-time favorite movies, and I totally spaced on that.
You spaced on, no pun intended?
No pun intended.
You spaced on White Man Can't Jump?
I did, man. I might have said Billy Hoyle.
Billy Hoyle, you might have, honorable mention, okay. Man, what a dope one. Let's go ahead, keep the list going. My number three, Shake and Bake. Shake and Bake, we got Ricky Bobby.
Oh,
and Cal Naughton Jr. from Talladega Nights. You gotta go Shake and Bake. I got Shake and Bake on that man. Shake and Bake. You got it. Anything Will Ferrell, and then they were great in Step Brothers too. But also
Step Brothers is hilarious.
Hilarious. But I love them in Talladega Nights. So I'm going with Shake and Bake for my number two.
No, that's number three.
For my number three, excuse me. Number four, Rosenvarner. I'm going Henry Rosengartner. I mean, from Rookie of the Year. Henry Rosengartner was just, he was my hero growing up. You know, he was what every kid wanted to happen. Break your arm and to have this magical arm power and be able to throw in the major leagues as an 8-year-old. You know, so yes, Henry Rosengarten. And then the GOAT of all GOATs when it comes to favorite athletes, for me, Jesus Shuttlesworth. Stop playing.
Good call.
Drop the mic.
Good call,
Jesus,
man.
Shuttlesworth.
Ray Allen. Alongside Denzel. That was a great movie. Good call, man. Facts. Jesus Shuttlesworth. I like that, man. I wouldn't have thought of that one either. That's a good one, man.
Let's go.
Mine. Well, I'll save best for last. But all right. First, we share one. Henry Rosengartner. He's on my list as well, man. I love Rookie of the Year. It's always been just one of my favorite sports movies ever. After that, I gotta go the Great Hambino, man. I gotta go Great Hambino from The Sandlot, man. Mainly, you know, I grew up a chubby kid, and it was great to see this chubby kid who had such a tough attitude, who didn't take no you know what from anybody.
Yeah,
love the Great Hambino, man, from The Sandlot. After that, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah. Whoa.
I think you guys are just great.
Whoa.
Come on. Know,
what's the speech in the beginning of the show?
I think it's classy. It's great.
That just wouldn't be our style.
Shane Falco from The Replacements, man. The all-time fictional football goat. yeah, Shane Falco from The Replacements. All right. Now, I almost forgot this guy, and it popped in my head while we were in the middle of the show. Daniel LaRusso from The Karate Kid.
Man, how?
Daniel LaRusso was my first hero as a kid, y'all.
Wow.
Before Batman. Mm. Before the number one on this list. Mm. Daniel LaRusso from The Karate Kid. As a kid who used to get picked on, Daniel LaRusso to me, the guy who stood up to the bullies, won the tournament, fought back. Daniel LaRusso, man.
Wax on.
Wax off.
Wax man. Off.
And number one.
We already know it. You got to say it in a voice.
Number one. Come on, y'all. it's no contest. It's the Italian stallion, Rocky Balboa. Nobody has meant more to me in my life in terms of inspiration than Rocky Balboa. Mm. And to me, is the hands down greatest greatest fictional sports character of all time.
I hear you. So dope, man. So dope. What a great list, man. Shout out to MC for having that list. Send us a message, man. What fictional characters make your top five list of all time? Does your list compare to mine's? Does your list match up to MC's?
I mean, we left a lot off, man. There's so much. You got it. We didn't even... You know, Happy Gilmore, Bobby Boucher, those two could be on your list. You got so many people
I forget.
Apollo Creed, Adonis Creed, he could be on your list. There's a lot of people. Johnny Lawrence from Cobra Kai.
Facts. they used to call me him from the what's my wife's favorite movie? Love and Basketball.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, both, but they used to call me, The dude, I forgot his name, Omar Epps, whatever his character was up in that thing.
My favorite thing about that movie is not Omar Epps.
I know.
My favorite thing about that movie is Brown Sugar, keep the ground shook up. What y'all know about Shauna Lathan?
Woo! Man, send us a message once again. Send us your list. We want to know if your list matches up. And MC, that's the end of the fourth quarter. We out of time.
That's it, y'all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And that will be it for this week, y'all. I am MC.
And I'm your boy, Space.
And we are out of here.
Peace.